Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Wednesday, June 30th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Topping the news, World Vision International just got approval to answer crisis in Western Sudan. World Vision's Karen Homer, speaking from a refugee camp in Chad, says this is a hands-on ministry that opens the doors of hope in Christ.
We're planning to distribute over 2,000 metric tons of food to about 26,000 people in the northern region. These are people who are basically living under thorn bushes in the open. 80% of the people in camps here are women and children who are very vulnerable.
Next, it's an opportunity for the evangelical community to minister to impoverished children in South Asia. Churches in Bangladesh are asking Compassion International to expand their work to include the poverty-stricken children in their country. 75% of children below the age of 12 are malnourished and most live in poverty. Compassion is partnering with local churches in the community to bring hope, and soon sponsors will be able to support these children. And Global Missions Fellowship launched an ambitious church planting campaign in key cities that have been largely unevangelized. GMF's Dave Bunnell, speaking from Romania, says people are very open to the gospel. The church planting campaign wraps up next month, but Bunnell explains that this is where the real work begins.
Pray for the remaining church planting campaigns that will happen this summer. Around 120 Romanians and Americans will work together in each city to evangelize mission points where there are either very small churches or there are no churches currently.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.